Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Well, I was going to come on and start this show talking about the DFL state senator, Nicole Mitchell, who is charged this morning with first-degree burglary, breaking in to her stepmother's home. And I was going to start by saying that she needs to resign. It's Jason. Welcome to Drive Time. I say I was because over the last 15 minutes, depending on where you are on this, it's either an explanation or an absolute load. I think the reality is we don't know what was going on here. But some of the judgment of what happened with this state senator in the early morning overnight hours, it defies logic. It defies understanding. It goes to the heart of the challenge of family and death and grief. So let me lay out the police version that was laid out in documents and then tell you what Nicole Mitchell said just within the last 15 minutes or so. The police version was that Mitchell drove from Woodbury 3 hours up to Detroit Lakes early Monday morning. So something happened late Sunday night. At 1 a.m., she gets in the car, drives to Detroit Lakes, breaks in through a window into her stepmother's house. As she was being detained, she told her stepmother, according to the charges, quote, something to the effect of, I was just trying to get a couple of my dad's things because you wouldn't talk to me anymore. Her father died last year. And when you hear that part of the story, your heart goes out to Nicole Mitchell, right? Like, who hasn't been in a scenario or knows someone in a scenario where a loved one dies, you're grieving, and maybe there's a stepmother, stepfather, a second marriage, a third marriage, whatever the case may be. And this stuff gets messy. It gets complicated, right? Police also say that she had a flashlight with a black sock covering it to sort of limit the light. So, and she was dressed in all black. And she had a backpack when they arrested her. She originally said this backpack had two laptops in it. And she told an officer, allegedly, this is what police say, that both laptops were hers. She had just gotten into the house, and she said, quote, clearly I'm not good at this. So you hear that and you think, all right, I feel for Nicole Mitchell. Personal tragedy, father dead, grief is crushing. All too often we don't have conversations about like how are things gonna go? And also when you're a sitting elected official, you do not at 1 a.m. get in a car, go to the stepmother's house, the person who hasn't been talking to you, break in and take belongings. You just don't. So on a criminal side, I say, well, you let the court process play out. Hearing that it's a personal tragedy, you think, like, I'm not even all that excited about any sort of serious prosecution of her, right? It's not like she's going to do this again. But when it comes to her political office, for me, I don't know. Are you suitable? Are you in a position to represent the people of Woodbury? I say no, like absolutely not. I think she should resign. Now, just within the last couple minutes, she posts on Facebook an explanation that may well be true. I don't know. We don't know. But she says, like so many families, mine is dealing with the pain of watching a loved one decline due to Alzheimer's and associated paranoia. Over the weekend, I learned of medical information, which caused me grave concern and prompted me to check on that family member. I entered a home I have come and gone from countless times in the past 20 years, where my son even once had his own room. Unfortunately, I startled this close relative, exacerbating paranoia, and I was accused of stealing, which I absolutely deny. I want to bring Blois Olson, Morning Take, political analyst, host here at WCCO Radio Sunday Take, into the conversation because we have political concerns, we have legal concerns. The political concern, Blois, is that DFLers have a one-vote margin in the state Senate, and if Nicole Mitchell is not at work or if she resigns, then it's deadlocked, and there goes the Democrats' ability to really get anything done, right?
Yes, Jason, it is chaos if indeed Senator Mitchell resigns or isn't voting. It is also a big challenge for the bonding bill, the many of the other issues, and gives Republicans a certain amount of leverage. The one-seat majority has been precarious the whole time. It was precarious when Republicans had it, but this is going to test things for the next 4 weeks, which is when the legislative session is supposed to end.
Can she, the session, right now they're not in session because of Passover. She can, you know, she's out on bail. There's nothing that would stop someone who's charged with a felony from showing up and voting and doing her job at the Senate, is there?
No, in theory, no. One thing political parties, political caucuses don't like is distractions. So if she came to the Senate to vote, it would certainly be a certain amount of a circus. Do DFLers decide that they're going to do 1 or 2 days of a circus and the media coverage and rehashing this? That's their decision. The other issue, which is timely, is Senate Democrats and Senate Republicans were scheduled to have a debate on remote voting as early as tomorrow at noon.
Right.
Whether or not that should be limited to illness or military service. And it's been something Republicans have been pushing for. They have not been fans of very relaxed remote voting rules, which, by the way, did not even exist before COVID. So the where you can vote from could be, you know, is going to be very timely in the debate tomorrow. And note that, you know, Republicans are going to make a bigger deal out of this than any and ever before, just because of the Mitchell situation. Is she allowed to vote remote, which then takes some of the circus away from the Capitol?
She is, you know, obviously in the criminal side of this, she's innocent until proven guilty. She has, of course, the right to make her case, the right to due process. From a political standpoint, you know, in the House or the Senate DFL majority leader issued a statement where I thought it was a pretty good statement. It was like she's going to have a lot of questions to answer going forward. But it also didn't say, and I guess you would never. We're in an era right now, Blois, where no one resigns. No one steps down. You just sort of wait it out. Right. It's the George Santos approach. It's the we've seen it certainly with countless state senators and representatives who have been busted for DWI or had weird circumstances. I mean, does anyone resign anymore?
No, that's what I think. I think you're right. The George Santos thing, like, let's stick around until I get tossed out. I also think, I mean, Senator Mitchell has been noted as a meteorologist and a member of the National Guard. She's also a lawyer.
Right.
And
yeah, she
so
has
there's
a law
certain
degree,
amount
right?
of, huh, that comes with this. Now, her term is not up for another 2 years. She's not on the ballot. So, in theory, she gets through the storm that is right now. She could stick around for a while without resigning. Now, there'll be a cloud. The trial, the charges, whether or not they get cleared up will be something to watch, and it will be a distraction. But again, if they want to get through this storm and maintain their majority, I think they will try really hard to do that, at least for the next 4 weeks.
Yeah. It's very interesting politically. I think everyone's sort of playing their role here, right? If you're all of the Republican activists are raising holy hell and saying she's got to go. And the Democrats are saying, well, let's wait and let's see. And no one was calling for these DWI people to step down, which is false. But it does raise the issue of, like, is there anything that would get somebody to resign or leave? I don't know. To me, it defies, and I get that grief can make people do crazy things. But also, when you're a sitting DFL senator and you have a one-vote majority and the session's almost over, you don't get in your car and go break into your stepmom's house.
No, I think there's a couple other things. One is your peers of your same party could make you resign, but they're not going to do that now. They're going to try to ride out till the end of session. Her Facebook account is something that was circulated privately to me yesterday, pretty aggressively, frankly, by a few people. But when it didn't get cleared up right away, even those people started to backpedal. And I think Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy's statement earlier is there's a lot of questions.
Right.
There's a lot of serious conversations to be had. Say that even her colleagues, after reading the police report, have some serious questions that they want to ask her and aren't willing to just unilaterally say, oh, we have to keep her in office. They know the gravity of the situation.
Blois Olson, good insight. Thanks, Blois. We appreciate it. We'll read more from you in the Morning Take as you get reaction to this, and we'll hear you with Vanita. Now it's your chance. 651-461-9226. I am not judging her in a legal matter. The court will do that. She has every right to defend herself. To me, your responsibility as an elected official is different. And I don't see how she can effectively represent the people of Woodbury. I do think she should step down. 651-461-9226. We'll have more of your thoughts at the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line when we come back on CCO.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
State senator gets arrested for burglary. Turns out she's breaking into her stepmother's house, according to police, seeking perhaps her father's ashes. Her father died about a year ago. But she does this in the middle of the night, dressed in all black, flashlight covered with a sock, and is caught with a laptop that belongs to her stepmother. Then, within the last 20 minutes, State Senator Nicole Mitchell says, no, this is really just a personal tragedy with a family member who is going through Alzheimer's. I startled her. I did nothing wrong. Calls for resignation. I think she should resign. I don't expect that she would. But we're asking your thoughts at 651-461-9226. Let's go to Adam from Robbinsdale. Adams is on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. Hey, Adam.
Hey, GD, how are you?
I'm good.
So my first thought on this, it reminded me on a much lesser scale, because of the 3.5-hour drive, the dressing on black, the flashlight, allegedly we obviously got to wait for everything to play out.
Yeah.
But it reminded me of that deranged astronaut woman that wore a diaper.
Oh, yes.
In this, that takes some planning, right? This isn't something where you just wake up at 1 a.m. you're like, you know what? I'm going to grab all my black stuff and drive 3.5 hours. But the second part of it is it ties the two together that I haven't really heard anybody talk about, is that she needs help.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yes. Oh,
to
my
be
gosh.
That yeah. deranged to be, even if she, it's just, things just add up for her side of the story. Maybe it does. We got to let it play out. But to have that much rage, if it is in fact true, the police report, that's someone that needs help.
No doubt.
It's a cry for help. And I haven't really heard anybody talk about that. And I kind of think that's a, you know, he's gone to Twitter machine, and obviously because of the political age we live in, you know, everyone goes to the corners and all that stuff. But that's like a bull seeing red,
you know,
I mean, to get that upset.
Yeah, you're right, Adam. And there, one of my friends on Twitter responded to what I posted today, talking about just the challenge of her father dying and a stepmother that she does not have a good relationship with, and sort of the legal struggle with that, and on and on and on. But she said, at a certain point, you have to understand as the child that you have to let it go. You just have to let it go. You have to let the lawyers fight stuff out, and you can't just personally intervene like that. And she was going through it. So, but I do look, and your point is spot on. Like, the emotional trauma and all of it is, it's intense. It does. I mean, there are so many issues out of this, right? Like the fact that we have a generation of people who are not really prepared for our parents to die, for the emotions that go with that, for the estrangement issues if you have a parent that moved away or you had a bad relationship with, all of that. All of those tie into this.
Oh, and the last part, and then I'll jump off, is that's the reason why I think she should resign, is because she clearly maybe just needs some help.
Yeah.
Like, she just might not be mentally competent, which is weird with the two people running for president right now. But anyways, side note,
right.
To concentrate on the job. She has that many things going on in her personal life.
She's going to work on herself.
Maybe. Yes, absolutely. All right.
Adam, thank you. Jeff, you are up on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. Should she resign, or should we wait on this thing?
I think we should wait. I obviously live in greater Minnesota, and for that reason, I'm going to say this really isn't any of my business. And earlier through your conversation or your introduction, you yourself used the words, I don't know, a number of times with regard to questions of propriety, what should be done, what shouldn't be done. Has she even been charged? She's certainly not gone to court.
Yep, she was charged. She spent the night in jail, and she was charged with first-degree burglary, which is a felony, but yep.
But as you said...
but it's just a charge. I mean, guilty. Like you said, right, you know, right, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out, why are we holding court in the court of public opinion if anybody publicly has pretty much the right or even the obligation to speak out and say anything about this prior to a legal end to it? It would be her constituents, and they could all get her email address and shoot in their opinion and say, I think you should quit. I think you should say however they feeling, you know, however they feel. I don't think it really amounts to a pinch of anything for the rest of us.
I appreciate that, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff in Sauk Rapids wing. And there are lots of texts on all of the different issues. One from 507 saying any senator guilty of robbery should step down regardless of party affiliation. She hasn't been found guilty yet. I do think that we can let a legal process play out and also say our elected officials, even now, if her story is true, and this is why I'm backpedaling a little bit on this instead down from where I was before, because you do have the right to make your case. Even if I say on the surface, her story to me, I'm highly skeptical. So I fully expected today that this was not where it was going to go, because she was talking with police. She was saying she's not very good at this. And that's where I thought we were headed. One texter saying this: too much legal authority is given to spouses over grown children. I do think that's a tentacle to this that maybe we'll revisit this week. The fact that it's tough, man. That second marriage, that third marriage, whatever the case may be, it's tough. 3:31. We'll keep watching this. I mean, who knows? Maybe another thing will develop later this afternoon. The state Senate back in session tomorrow in St. Paul, and We'll see if State Senator Nicole Mitchell is there. We will break. When we come back, I am very interested to talk about what they're doing over at St. Paul College. They just opened a brand new EV lab. Talking about the trades, talking about preparing Minnesotans for the future when it comes to the way cars are going to be. Does anyone know how to fix an EV right now? Well, St. Paul College is working on that. We'll talk about it next here on CCO.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.